Rubio, Trump administration is the first in a quarter of a century willing to confront China. By Jeff Poor on June 12, 2019. On Wednesday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, urged the Trump administration to maintain its tough posture regarding U.S.-Chinese relations. Rubio gave the administration high marks on China, especially given the track record of past presidencies regarding the Asia nation. "This is the first administration in a quarter of a century that's been willing to confront China," Rubio said. "And frankly, has had to take dramatic steps because it has taken so long to do anything that the challenge before us is dramatic." The Florida Republican explained how stakeholders in multinational corporations work to prevent significant action taken against China, given it was in their personal interest to maintain the status quo. "If you are a company, let's say you are the CEO, a major shareholder of a multinational, you want access to that market because you're going to make a lot of money over there the next 3 to 4 years," he said. "And you're not even thinking or care what it means to that company, not to mention the United States 20 years from now," he said. "They used to march down here, I'm telling you, they used to march down here right to the White House, the Treasury, to Congress, and say, 'Don't do this to China. We can work this out. There's a different way. Let's go to the WTO. Let's send them a really strongly worded letter telling them not to do this anymore. Because they were making money over there and they wanted market access. They didn't care about what happened to America 10 years from now," Rubio added. "They didn't even care what happened to their company 10 years from now. They wouldn't be there. They wanted to maximize their shares and their profits right away. Even if that meant doing something against America's national interests in the future." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.